This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lenishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shalom Ben Avraham Levi, Pel Bas Ruvain, Lenishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yom Mishma Chai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yilev, for the Schus of Yom Ben Ishma Malki Yudis and family. By Yol Klugman and family, we're sponsored Lufu Shalem, Avigdor Ayy Ben Rifka, the Bas Chai Sar, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Shirilei, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shirilei, Chana Bas Shashbina, Dvar Bas Shashbina, Chai Sar, Bas Shashbina, Moshma Ben Esther Fra, Aram ben Sarah, Rachel ben Sarah, Shendel Zisel, Tzipora ben Sarah, Yitzchak Mordechai ben Esther Bracha, Yochai ben Ruchama, Meir ben Chaya Sarah. They should have a refuah shleima b'seich shachel Yisrael. So the Mishnah tells us that we know an earthenware keli becomes tummy when it's whole. If it breaks, the tumma goes off. So, shir kli cheres latar, how much does it have to have a hole that it becomes tar? Ha'asi la'achalin, if it was made for food, shi'urek b'zeisim. The shir is a hole the size of an olive. Ha'asi la'mashkin, if it's made for liquid, shi'urek b'mashkin. And the Rishonim say, there has to be enough of a hole that liquid could get in from the outside. Ha'asi la'kachal la'kach, if it's made for food and for liquid, we're machmer matinur and I say the chumra b'zeisim, that it's not tar when it gets a hole for liquid, it's only tar if it gets a hole even for olives. Chavis, a barrel, shiuroi begregris, the shear that it's tar is if it gets the hole the size of a dried fig, divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda aimer b'egoizim, if it gets the hole the size of a walnut. Reb Meir aimer b'zeisim, if it gets the hole the size of an olive. Halafos v'akadeira, a stew pot and a regular pot, shiurim b'zeisim, the shear is if it has a hole the size of an olive. Hapach v'atfi, a jug or a little flask that holds oil, shiurim b'shemen, the shear is if the oil can go out, that kind of a hole. V'atzirtzer, if you remember, that was the container with a perforated cover and jagged edges on top that was used to water the garden, shiuroi b'mayim, it's a hole if the water comes out. Reb Shimon Amar shloshed in these three b'zeronim, they become tar since they are used sometimes to hold seeds, they're tar only if seeds fall out. Ner, a lamp with a space for a wick at the end, shiuroi b'shemen, its share of being tar is if it gets the hole the size of oil. Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, no, bepruta katana. It's only if it has the hole the size of a small coin, because if it gets a hole the size of an oil, then they'll use it to hold pennies, if anybody remembers what that is, and therefore it has to have a hole the size of a penny. Ner shenitel piv. Now, a lamp had a reservoir for the oil, and then at the end, it had a hole for the wick. If that place for the wick broke off, so now it's not good anymore, it's tar. Now, I didn't check it yet, but I've been told that the way to pronounce the word K-I-L-N is, believe it or not, kill. Isn't that interesting? I always thought it was either kiln or the L is silent, but they tell me that the N is silent. So, we'll have to check.
Never heard that one before.
Huh?
I never heard that one before.
Me either. Me either. I'm going to check it up. But somebody.
Very often you hear kiln.
Yeah, I know. You heard it from me all the years. Kiln.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shelley, you have Google there. You could check it up. Or AI. But somebody who had a ceramics teacher told me that. It's kill. So, anyway, until the earthenware is baked in the furnace, it's not mekabel tumah. Klei adama is not mekabel tumah. It's like klei glolim, klei avonim, it's not mekabel tumah. Once it's baked in the kill, then it's mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says, v'shel adama, if it's made out of earth and it wasn't baked yet, but you lit the fire at the end, by the wick. So that part was baked by the fire. Shehusik piv b'psila, it's still tar, because since the rest of it wasn't baked in the furnace, it's still not a klei cheres, and it's not mekabel tuma. Again, we want to remind you that if you want to sponsor the Shmuz Jam, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Rabbi Isai. We haven't heard back from Shelley yet, so good night. He doesn't have a...
I'm just not that fast with Google.
Okay.
So
You see, now Eddie is not going to be able to sleep tonight. It's going to be swimming in his head. Kill.
No, not to kill.
I see nobody weighs in on this here.
I'm pulling up my dictionary right now.
There you go.
What does it say?
It's kiln.
It's kiln.
Collins Dictionary. I'm going to jump on ChatGPT, see what
it is. Yeah, I always said kiln.
You're right, Ribby. I really think you're right.
Yeah. So Collins Dictionary says it's kiln. Okay. Some people would say.
And so does Webster's.
There we go.
Kiln.
Ah, there we have it. Kiln. Okay. So we have three opinions that's kiln. All right, Rabbi Isai. Shelley, what's your schedule tomorrow?
I'm getting a haircut at 12:30. I invited somebody to come over and help me do some work in the afternoon, but I haven't heard back from them.
Well, 3 o'clock is probably pretty good for me.
All right. I'll make sure that we have that available.
All right. Very good.
ChatGPT also says kiln.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Have a good night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.